Audio recordings played in a Beirut court have shone new light on an alleged plot to blow up a commercial jet flying out of Sydney. The tape messages were taken from the phone of Amir Khayyam, a Lebanese-Australian citizen who was allegedly used by his brothers as a mule to carry a bomb. Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey filed this report from Beirut.
Voice recordings played in a Beirut court appear to back up claims by a Lebanese-Australian man that he knew nothing about a bomb planted in his luggage. WhatsApp voice messages retrieved from Amir Khayyam's phone show his brother Mahmoud urging him to take the trip to Lebanon in July 2017 and asking him specific questions about his baggage allowance. Mahmoud Khayyam is due to face trial in the New South Wales Supreme Court next year, along with another brother, Khaled. A third brother, Tayek, is an ISIS commander captured in Iraq earlier this year. In one message, Mahmoud tells Amir, "Please, I want to send with you 15 kilograms and you will take 25 kilos because Etihad gives you 40 kilos because I need to send a lot of gifts." In another, Mahmoud says the brothers cannot pay for Amir's flight, but they will send him money once he's in Lebanon. The Australian Federal Police say the bomb was removed from Amir's luggage at check-in by his brothers because his bags were too heavy. It's alleged the bomb was hidden inside a meat grinder and possibly also inside a child's doll. Amir Khayyam's lawyer, Jocelyn Adib Al-Rahi, says this latest evidence helps her client. She says there's certainly no evidence of his involvement in a sinister plot. "Today, all we heard on WhatsApp was positive for Amir. We heard how he booked the ticket, how he paid for the ticket, how much weight he was allowed to carry, and that he took leave, that he's a regular person bringing along gifts and aiming to return." In Beirut, Amir Khayyam told the chairman of the military tribunal that he'd been estranged from his brothers for 3 years until shortly before his flight to Lebanon. He said he'd been a drug user and his brothers disapproved of his lifestyle. His lawyers said Amir was unsure whether he'd been betrayed by his brothers or whether there even was a bomb plot. He said if there really was a bombing plot, did they want to get rid of me? He has personal doubts that this plane was really meant to explode. Amir Khayyam broke down before the end of the hearing, shouting at tribunal members that he wanted to return to Australia. He had to be restrained by soldiers as he pleaded with the panel. He said, "What I want is I want my Australian passport back. I want to go back to my country. Australia is my country. I have nothing to do with this country. When I die, I want to be buried next to my daughter, who's buried in Australia." The 38-year-old is not going home anytime soon. He'll remain in custody until his next appearance before the tribunal in February next year. His brothers will also stand trial next year in the New South Wales Supreme Court. This is Adam Harvey in Beirut for AM.